Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. I am your host today, Tim Spencer. Lori is out sick with the flu, unfortunately. The whole family's got it. I'm sure you can imagine how that is. Anyway, today is Saturday, February 18th, 2017. We have open lines today, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Okay. Well, here we're having some incredible weather for mid-February. Right now it's 51 degrees and slightly overcast. We got the windows open, folks. It's nice. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 72 here and sunny. It doesn't get much better than that. So I don't know what happened to the last part of winter. I guess it's just sort of gone away. I'm looking at the weather forecast for next 10 days. And it's not supposed to drop below freezing but one time, and that's Friday night, and only by 2 degrees. So it's real interesting. Apparently it's making the news all over, too, especially up around Chicago, which is supposed to be warmer, according to Drudge Report, than Southern California. That's very interesting for February. Weather's a changing, folks. That's all there is to it. All right, let's see what's going on in the world today. You know, this week I've been down sick, and I've been pretty much staying in the house and sort of looking at the news. I'm watching what's going on with Trump. Now, Trump is quite a character. I mean, he is not only entertaining, he's turning the system on its end because he's doing what he said he would do during the campaign. And the little precious snowflakes, I guess, just can't handle it. You know, to me, it's almost comical. You know, but here, you know, this really sums it up here on Zero Hedge. Headline, who really rules the United States? It says the simple and terrible answer is we do not know, but we're about to find out. And I am afraid they're right. I think it's going to be like when matter and antimatter meet. They will, you know, that's what I'm afraid is going to happen. The deep state, the intelligence agencies, but also all the other agencies that, you know, have 30 and 40 year veterans working in there. You know, a new president doesn't change anything for most of those people. So it's going to get interesting. You know, I'm really afraid it's going to. And I don't necessarily mean interesting in a good way. Then again, I'm not also not saying that, you know, we're going to have massive riots. That's a possibility, but I'm not calling for that either. I just think it's going to be quite an interesting exercise to watch the back and forth between the administration and the deep state. Could get really interesting. All right, let's see what else we got going on today. Sorry about the dead air, folks. I've got a splitting headache. I'm actually trying to focus my eyes in on what I'm looking at, and that's the reason I'm taking a minute, and I apologize. This one, well, I'm not going to read that one. That one's just too strange. Monster storm floods L.A. I read this earlier today. They had pictures of a sinkhole swallowing a car in the road, which is, you know, not the end of the world, but it's still an interesting picture. Headlines are saying that if that Oroville Dam does go with all this extra rain, that there will be virtually no warning or an escape route for the residents that are downstream of it. I hope they're smart enough to be getting out now instead of taking a chance on it holding. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. Read here, the Mexicans are protesting against Trump by forming a human chain along the border. I can't remember which town it was. I know part of it was around Tijuana. And I guess they just can't understand how Trump would enforce our nation's laws. Uh, 140 Somali refugees settled after court suspends ban. Okay, you know, that Ninth Circuit Court, I'm not a lawyer, so I can say this. Those have got to be about the biggest bunch of self-destructive idiots there ever was out there. They're just weird. Okay, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. And I want to hit on a few things before we go, before we get any callers. Ruralsurvival.info. Guys, really great resource for all kinds of stuff. It's not all survival. A lot of farming crypts, hundreds of free downloads. I'd love to see you go take a look and see what you think. You know, we always take comments, too. If you see something wrong, use the contact button and let us know. We also have about 25 strides in stock right now. And take a look at those. Click on the red and black picture, top right-hand side of every page on the site, and you can see the index and everything else. All right, we're going to Gaithier in Oklahoma on line 11. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how's it going? I was going to talk. Everybody's got this weird lung gunge in their lungs, and I was noticing this. I start my tobacco plants, and I noticed this. My coal tray is this black kind of a fungus, and which I use neem oil. It's a neem oil of what I've been using. You know, the neem oil kills fungus, and but me spraying it on the plants, I had that fungus in my lungs. And after I sprayed that neem oil on my plants, the next day, mine was gone. And so I tried it on my wife. And I sprayed it in the bedroom where we were at, just neem oil, diluted way down. And hers disappeared the next morning. And so you guys might want to try this. I mean, it's just, but whatever that fungus is, it grew in my outside, my coal trays. So it's airborne. It's everywhere. Like, I'm in Oklahoma. And everyone around us has got this funky lung stuff. But, it cleared us up within a day. It was crazy. And, still got all the stuff to get back out. So maybe you guys want to try that. You know, I mean, we did everything. We tried the Vicks and the Buterol. And you know what I mean? It just seemed like it would never go away. And we'd wake up in the morning, it was back again. But anyway, everybody just try that. That's all I got to say, but maybe it might help somebody. All right, thank you.
Well, thank you, Gaithier. That's what this whole show is about, people helping each other. And thank you. I appreciate the call more than you know. All right, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'm sorry, guys. 800-313-9443. I will get it out there in a minute. Okay, let's see, what else we got going on? Oh, this was great. Trump declares CNN, New York Times, CBS, ABC, and NBC that they are the enemy of the American people. I watched this. This guy was great. He is one hell of a showman. Anyway. All right. Flip over here to jihadwatch.org, one of my go-to sites just to keep up with what's going on in the Muslim world. I think something was lost in the translation here. Robert Spencer writes, Pope Francis says Muslim terrorism does not exist. Guys, he knows better. There's got to be something lost in translation on that. Let's see, what else we got? Pipe bombs discovered in hotel room of Muslim ex-Marine. Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I got to admit, even Jihad Watch goes a little bit off the reservation on some of the stuff. Winds up here that the guy has PTSD, bipolar disorder, and attention deficit disorder. In other words, he's got mental problems. It probably doesn't have a thing to do with the fact he's Muslim, but it could. You know? Like my son says, not all Muslims are terrorists, but it seems like all terrorists are Muslims, at least where he was playing in the sandbox over there. All right, what else we got going on today? Oh, I love this one. Mama's Link Care Council on American Islamic Relations, and other Muslims have on many occasions not hesitated to stoop even to fabricating hate crimes, including attacks on mosques. And this is exactly what happened in New Jersey here the other day. Found guilty of murder. He tried to portray as an Islamophobic attack. Well, the thing is, I don't know when these people are ever going to learn, but it seems like they get caught every time, either putting in a fake report or doing damage themselves and blaming it on Islamophobes. You know, these folks aren't too smart, obviously. Don't know, you know, not only by their actions, but by their methods. Okay. All right. Pakistani army supporting anti-India jihadist group. So wonderful. Of course, Pakistan and India both have nukes. That's all we need to have is a bunch of rag-hat Muslims with nukes. Doesn't get a whole lot scarier than that. All right, folks, calling numbers 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Oh, while I'm talking to everybody, my friend Don Wiskin, Extendivite, go to heartdrop.com. It's heartdrop.com. They're having a heck of a sale this month, the whole month of February. Even basically, if I read what he was wrote to me on Skype and now it's disappeared, I lost it. Basically, you can get 4 months of Extendivite for the price of two, if I understood that correctly. You need to go to the site and check it out, though. He says a lot of people buy a year's supply of Extendivite in February because it's so much cheaper. I use this stuff, and I personally believe it works. That seems to with me. I know I can make it to the mailbox and back without stopping now, which is just over 1,000 feet each way. Used to be I had to stop 3 or 4 times each way to let my legs quit hurting because my circulation was so bad. So this stuff is obviously working for me. House Democrats hush up how Muslim IT employees compromised Intelligence Committee networks. Now, folks, I don't know if you read about this or not. If I remember correctly, I read it a few days ago, so I might get part of it wrong. But if I remember correctly, it was three brothers that all worked, I guess, freelance from these various representatives. And somehow, they basically compromised the various computer networks. And apparently the press isn't touching this one. So that would be interesting. They're going to find out it wasn't the Russians after all. Oh, boy. You know, you got to admit the way things keep going south for the major news organizations, they make a call like a doggone Russians compromising our election and stuff, and then they find out how wrong they were. Germany came out, I think it was yesterday. It could have been the day before. And the report they made to Merkel from the intelligence departments there in Germany, Bundeswehr, I think, told her, no, Russians didn't hack any elections. Of course, her answer is order a new investigation. I guess she's going to keep having investigations until she gets the answer she wants. Who knows? Okay. I don't know if you guys ever look at Breitbart.com or not. It is extremely right-wing, but I enjoy it tremendously. They really tell us the way it is on this site. Might want to check that out sometime. New York Times. The left is alarmed by Donald Trump's reach for union voters. Ooh. I think union voters are pretty much sacrosanct to the Democrats. I think that they would be upset. House Republicans are finally doing something on Obamacare. This is actually a headline. They unveil bullet points for Obamacare repeal. Bullet points, that usually means you're making a list, and maybe they're, you know, starting to get it together finally. Who knows? Okay. Yeah, this is good. Good. Second migrant overflow station closed in Trump's first month. Guys, again, like I said before, he's doing what he said he would do, and that is really upsetting the apple cart with a lot of people. How dare he fulfill campaign promises? I love it. I guess everybody's heard about how Ivanka Trump's fashion brands have been banned from a lot of these big department stores. I don't know which ones, but they said it, but I don't remember them. But guess what? Her brand is now soared to number one on Amazon bestsellers list. Good for her. Okay. CBS News anchor, I don't know which one this was, I'm just reading the headlines. Low trust in media, not because of Trump. Press ruined reputation on its own. I agree, they did it all by themselves. Yeah, they blame on other people. Now here's something, I watched this earlier today. There's a video on Breitbart. Mexican Marines use minigun on cartel near the Texas border. There was like a 15-second video. Oh, boy. I would have hated to be on the receiving end of that, but you got to give the Mexican Marines credit. They play for keeps. That would... Of course, if Trump did something like that to the gangs in Chicago in this country, you know, they would hang him out to dry, but they can do it in Mexico. So, anyways, let's see, what else are we going? Well, Mr. Zuckerberg, Mr. Facebook himself, warns against turning away from globalization. Of course he does. Yeah, Soros is against it too. Okay, fake news. Media lying to public on ICE arrest. Yeah, they have been consistently and constantly. You know, amazing. Excuse me, folks, sorry. Okay, well, between now and the break, we won't have time for a call. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Since Ori isn't on, guys, and she and I can't have our normal conversation, I sure would love it if you helped me out and called in so I could quit listening to my own voice continuously. Really, the only thing I got information-wise to put out is, going through the headlines. I hate dead air with a passion. But anyway, we'll get through this one way or another. If I get to feeling much worse, I might ask my engineer in the second hour to play a previously recorded show or something, but so far I'm hanging in there okay. Let's see. Find something else. Well, we'll take a look at Bloomberg and see what that idiot's got to say. Anyway, here's our break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks. Please hang in there with me and talk to you in a couple.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. I'm flying solo today as Lori's out sick for the day. And today is Friday. What is that? 18 February. Or I'm sorry, Saturday. Guys, I am really behind the times here. Saturday, February 18, 2017. I apologize. I keep tripping over my own tongue. I'm going to shut up and let Glenn from Philadelphia, who's on line 9, talk for a minute. Good morning, Glenn.
The weather. I'm definitely, I heard a beep. I think I'm on now.
You're on now, yeah.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, everybody's been paying attention to the Oroville situation here. Probably right. Prior to that, most of us never heard of the Oroville Dam, you know, and I'm sure a lot of Californians have. Right, but now all of a sudden it's the center of attention, and you know, I'm looking at the politics of California and their succession of governors in recent decades, and they do go back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. But I'm looking here at a Wikipedia article. It shows Ronald Reagan was governor from 67 to 75. Then the present governor, Jerry Brown, was governor from 75 to 83. Then you had Republican George Duke Majan from 83 to 91, Pete Wilson, a recognizable name, from 91 to 99, then the abysmal failure Gray Davis from 99 to 2003, then the fascist dictator Arnold Schwarzenegger from 2003 to 2011, and now since 2011 we've had Jerry Brown again. And
Mr. Wilson himself.
I remember Jerry Brown back in the days when he was, I believe it was he who was dating Linda Ronstadt and spoke of, he was kind of globalistic back even then, talked about spaceship Earth, you know, the space cadet imagery of him. But our incumbent space cadet governor has repeatedly refused to repair the spillway. He's supposedly a big fan of rewilding, and he doesn't like Americans very much. He doesn't like people in general. He's a, you know, probably a favor of the, you know, kind of depopulation kind of guy, rewilding kind of guy. Humans bad unless you're an illegal alien. And in a Breitbart article I'm looking at here, it says, according to the San Jose Mercury News, it was three environmental groups, the Friends of the River, the Sierra Club, and the South Yuba Citizens League, who filed a motion with the federal government on October 17, 2005, as part of Oroville Dam's relicensing process, urging federal officials to require the dam's emergency spillway be armored with concrete rather than remain as an earthen hillside. So that was neglected. Countless proposals have been floated over the past two decades to fund infrastructure out of the general fund and prioritize critically needed upgrades, dams, roads, and bridges. But Sacramento spends a pittance out of its $180 billion budget on infrastructure. Okay, so thank you very much, both federal government and state of California, for putting things, you know, putting everybody in grave danger because of neglect of infrastructure.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right on that, Glenn. You know, I don't think that, you know, some of these tree huggers, Sierra Club, PETA, whatever, I don't think they understand the power of water. You know.
Oh, nobody does.
Yeah.
I have family who lives in San Antonio, Texas, Tim, and they have these little creeks that are dry most of the time, but then flood over, and they go over the road, and they put signs there, do not drive into water if road is flooded, you know?
Right.
And it's like one of those Darwin things. There's always somebody who thinks that the car is steel and strong and the water is soft and flowy, and they can drive across it. They have no idea. And almost
and
every time there's a storm, somebody
weeks later, 10 miles downstream.
Yeah, right, and no matter how many times they watch people die, they still drive into the water like lemmings. It's amazing.
It is. Yeah, we've got signs on our backcountry roads around here that say the same thing, that here, people take it serious.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's funny, I have to admit, like, as when we're teenagers, we don't pay attention, you know, we're not very, today it's even worse, and I'm embarrassed to admit that. When I was 15 years of age in June of 1976, and I don't recall this, but it was a pretty big deal, the Teton Dam collapsed in Idaho.
Yes.
It was on the Teton River. And people should go and take a look at this, because this was a federal project that was used the wrong materials, and upon filling of the dam, a third of it broke away, and it flooded several communities downstream, killed 11 people, 13,000 people.
Glenn, we got a break, buddy. Hang on just a minute, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes. We'll get back to Glenn, and then we're going to go to Rick in Missouri.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show. Today is Saturday, February 18th, 2017. This is Tim Spencer, your host. I'm flying solo today while Lori takes the day off, try to feel better. Right now, we're speaking with Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, go ahead and continue your thoughts. We don't have anybody else waiting on the line, so take your time, buddy.
Oh, don't ever do that, Tim. You have no idea what you're saying. Anyway.
Yeah, I do. I know you. We've been talking 8 years back and forth.
Yeah. So it has been, it seems, yeah, on John's show. You and PJ Barton have the nicest bumper music. It's nice to get a break from the raucous rock and roll from time to time, you know, and he's got that orchestral stuff. You've got the piano. It's like, never nice stuff for a Saturday morning instead of hard-driving rock and roll. But
I agree.
So I was spouting on about Jerry Brown. So this guy's had his shot at the governor's mansion before, and he's back again. And, you know, California is really sort of an enigma for Americans in a sense. You hear talk from time to time about secession. You know, they're very contemptuous of the conservatives and are now contemptuous of Trump. You often hear these concepts bandied about that if California were its own nation state, it would have the world's eighth largest economy and all that sort of thing.
Right.
And yet, you know, they've got this huge problem with the immigrants. They've had the problem with the drought. They've had, you know, cropped up while what they were sort of a breadbasket of the world type thing, with the Central Valley's cut off from irrigation and stuff. Their agriculture output's way down. So they're struggling a lot of ways. And, you know, they spend all this money. They want to bring in all these immigrants, but they don't want to maintain their infrastructure. And now Jerry Brown has the gall to go hat in hand to the federal government for money in the face of this Orville problem, which is a matter of criminal negligence.
Agreed. And yeah, he does. You know, you're hitting the nail right on the head, so to speak, Glenn. You know, they had chances. I think I read for these problems have been identified for like past 12 years. Is that right?
Oh, it's been, I'm not right in front of the computer right now, but yeah, for a very long time. And, you know, there seems to be this fundamental, and Brown has refused to sign legislation that would have funded repairs and that sort of thing. He's, right. You know, he's been one of the exponents of allowing the infrastructure to degrade. And they're arrogant. They constantly want to tell us that they could secede, what a great, powerful economy they are, and they don't need the rest of the country, as it were. And then yet they come running over like some kid coming home from college who's broke or wants money from daddy now that the effects of their negligence have been manifested.
Well, you're correct. You know, as far as California is succeeding, I personally, I just don't see that going anywhere.
I could
be wrong.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. I mean, California, like if they succeeded, they'd have like the lower half of the state taken over by the Mexicans and annexed as Aztlan or something like that, you know?
Right.
We're clearly not in danger. If any state had any chance of seceding, it might be something like a Montana or something, or a Texas with its history, would have a better chance. But I don't see anybody seceding. They're too much too intertwined culturally, economically, legally. I just don't see it happen. That's all saber rattling, you know.
I agree.
But
a lot of the response I got on that when this first came up was, you know, everybody saying, well, let them go. You know, there's a certain logic but then again, you know, Trump has a duty to keep the nation indivisible. You know, he truly does.
Yeah. I don't know if I even want to go there. Tim, I don't want to feel like reliving the politics of the Civil War, right? This when states, you know, the nature of rights and all that. That's a perennial debate. We don't need another Abraham Lincoln. we don't want to turn Trump into another Lincoln.
Well, let's not, please. The one
let's
good thing
that
Trump has over Lincoln is he's not an attorney.
But he's a Republican, at least for the moment. But what I did want to harp on was, if you look at these disasters, like the Orville death, you go all the way back to the Exxon Valdez disaster, Prince William Sound in Alaska, and come forward. There have been any number of them down in the Texas Gulf Coast. A barge hit a bridge, you know, that took out a roadway over to one of the barrier islands down there. Orville Dam, you have the Gulf oil disaster. All of these things, I mean, Fukushima is the granddaddy of them all. I mean, that could end life in the Pacific. Fukushima could be not an extinction level event, but could kill billions of people worldwide eventually through starvation and toxicity and radiation poisoning and stuff. And when you look at TEPCO,
That you notice how the mainstream media is basically saying nothing about Fukushima. But you will read these stories of this many walruses died, or this many whales, or the starfish on the seafloor turning to goo, and nobody knows why. You know, and the whole thing's been going on. I'm thinking, Fukushima folks, you know, is that a consideration maybe?
Yeah, the Japanese culture and government are legends for face-saving, avoiding truth for the sake of saving face. I mean, look at Pepco. It's largely a puppet company of GE. Pepco is really just a bunch of GE puppet entity. But that brings us to like the two, I guess, the dual points I see here. And one is this disc. I see these engineering failures and these planning failures and these infrastructural maintenance failures as being tied into this modern disconnect between the realm of intellect and concepts and the real physical world. I mean, we've long complained about pencil pushers, but now we have key clickers and phone thumbers and tablet thumbers, and you know, people are so bewitched by this glorious CGA animation, internet-based, you know, fantasy world, you know, virtual reality we've created. They're actually spending so much of their time disconnected from the actual physical world. And, you know, when our engineers aren't planning to fix that and maintain that blowout preventer, you know, it's everything from roads to vehicle fleets to, you know, infrastructure, you know, of all kinds, and even superstructure, you know, schools, you name it. Everybody's neglecting to do their jobs of maintaining this. And then the cover-ups come. So on the one hand, you have the disconnect between the realm of conceptual ideas in the real physical world. And on the other hand, you have this ethical problem of people thinking that the ends justify the means. Where, you know, I was talking about this with PJ Barger, which this all these concepts, fake news, this idea, all these concepts that have to do the post-truth era. People, this idea that the ends justify the means translates as it's okay to lie and it's all about what you can get away with. And our news media is totally given up on truth. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, weasels, word weasels and spin doctors. If nobody in the world cares about truth, or the two things, if you don't care about truth and you don't care about the physical world, then, the whole thing, the whole enchilada is going to go to hell in a handbasket.
Well, I think you're right, Glenn, and this Fukushima thing is a perfect example of exactly what you're talking about. The mainstream media is lying by omission. The last I heard, now correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't been keeping up on this past week. I've been sick, I'll just put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I understand that they were getting 530, not millisieverts, but sieverts an hour. Now, I know for a fact, that only 8 sieverts per hour are 100% fatal for 100% of the people, 100% of the time. And, you know, they got 70 times that much coming off that one reactor, and then we got the same problem times 3 reactors. You know, they ought to have a special television channel on TV dedicated just to this disaster.
I heard somebody say somewhere that, like, you know, it used to be that, like, 2 sieverts was considered, like, a normal lifetime cumulative exposure. Lifetime.
Right.
You know, and I just read a thing this morning about they tried to send some robot in, and it thought, you know, the robot, you know, this shielded, protected, specially built robot went in and died, you know, in short order. You know,
I think an hour and 10 minutes or something like that. I don't remember the exact time, but it was very short.
Yeah, I mean, and this thing was designed, you know, had to be designed and shielded. You know, this is the best they can do. It's not like they bought it off the shelf at the sporting goods store and put a camera on it and sent it in there.
Right.
This thing was built.
It was purpose-built going in that reactor.
And it failed. I mean, and I just keep hearing ever more hyperbolic terminology. It's beyond thinkable. It's beyond thinkable. It's incomprehensible, the level of radiation. You know, they don't have words, you know, to capture the high degree of radiation that's going on there.
Right. You know, I've been sitting here in my mind trying to figure out, yes, you know, I have nothing to do with it, and nobody's going to call me and ask me for my opinion. But I've been sitting here the past few days just running through my mind how, you know, this damage could be repaired. And, you know, I can't think of anything. I really can't.
I can't. It's almost like you'd have, you know, I remember back with Chernobyl,
when I vividly, and that, I mean, that's small potatoes compared to, you know, compared to this. And I remember how paradigm, how worldview changing that was and how upsetting that was. And I remember thinking back, they ought to find, I'm thinking of Chernobyl, I remember thinking, they ought to find people who are within a few months of dying of cancer and get, pay them lots of money to their families to go in and work on Chernobyl, because they're going to be dead within a few months anyway, right? Find a bunch of people who are dying and say, we're going to set your family up with a couple more millions of dollars if you sacrifice your life by going to work on this thing.
Well, and I don't think they would last more than a few minutes on the job, at the most, with that kind of radiation.
Well, Chernobyl, it was, I'm just talking about, like, doing the sarcophagus and stuff, you know.
Oh, okay,
They could have survived. Yeah, but in Fukushima, you're right. In Fukushima, it's not even an option, because there's no way to shield the human brain and body. I mean, if the specially built robots are dying, there's just, it's utterly unapproachable. Chernobyl was bad enough. And I was in college during Three Mile Island, and I used to routinely have to drive past Three Mile Island on the turnpike when I was coming home from Enormous State University, you know?
Yeah.
And that was a big deal.
Yeah, I remember Three Mile Island, too.
And look at how we've been inured, to the severity of this. I mean, Three Mile Island was severe. And there were people, you know, they documented people getting cancers in the vicinity for decades. Now you never hear a word about it, though the reactor's still sitting there. But Chernobyl, I mean, the sarcophagus is degrading. They're planning a new sarcophagus for that. And when you think about Chernobyl, that's ironic, because it's technically in the Ukraine. But it's the Russians head this up. Well, our chocolate king pornographer Poroshenko isn't going to deal with that. That's for damn sure. So he better be careful.
They technically could, and I think what they're doing is throwing it back on Russia, since Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union when that happened.
Here's the hypocrisy. They want to say, "Give us back Crimea," "Give us Donetsk and Luhansk." Oh, and by the way, while you're at it, fix Chernobyl for us. On the one hand, you want to oppose us on everything, and then all of a sudden you want us to help you with that. It's the same thing with California. You want to oppose Trump on everything, and then you would get your hand out for money. The hypocrisy is never ending.
Well, you're absolutely correct on that. Okay,
Hope you enjoyed your break. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Next, we go to Alan in South Carolina on line 11. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Tim. I think you must be a Confederate sympathizer.
Well, you might say that.
Okay, great. Because the fellow that called from Philadelphia identified what I know as the Bonnie Blue Flag as classical music.
I know.
And at any rate, I think we're all coming together, because a fellow from upstate New York not too long ago told me, it's too damn bad you guys didn't win that war. I said, well, it only took you 150 years to figure that out. He said, well, the important thing is I know it now. You call that in music when something plays slow and soft, piano.
Yeah.
As opposed to Allegro, which is fast and quick and loud. I'm not a musician or a scholar in music. Only to say that. But piano on the piano. Where did you get that stuff? One of you all play it?
No. I found it somewhere. It was not copywritten. Of course, neither Bonnie Blue or the... I wish I was in Dixie... at the top and bottom top of the hour music. Neither one of them was under copyright, so we took and edited them down a little bit and just put them on the. And I like the music. And so
I love it completely. And I used to have the Ole Miss marching band used to play Dixie slowly at the football games.
Yes.
And of course, that guy died. The band director, the music director, you know, the main man of the, over the band and the music department, of course, died, and they replaced him with a communist, naturally. And of course, that's not available anymore. But that tape a long time ago broke. But anyway, I wanted just to say that about that, and let you all know that you're not just a bunch of rubes from the country who are talking about what's properly called in philosophy nihilism.
Yes, you're correct.
You familiar with the term?
Yes, I am.
Well, John was on last night with Mark Anderson from the American Free Press, and they were talking about trying to reason with these people.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, Alan, we've got our break. We've got our break. Why don't you hang on to the break, and we'll let you finish up, and then we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky on line three. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Talk.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Ori's out sick for the day. And right now, we are visiting with Alan in South Carolina on line 11. Are you still there, Alan?
Yes, sir. Hooray, hoorah. There's a single star.
Yes, it is.
I wasn't trying to sing. Hello.
You're on, sir.
Oh, okay. Just to finish up the thought we left hanging, John Stadtmiller himself last night was debating about the dishonesty of our socialist adversaries. And, of course, it all comes back to the theory that only truth is found in whatever ensures the ultimate triumph of socialism. So there comes all our conflicts with what we call amazing hypocrisy over and over again.
Right.
Their sense of ethics just is a stark variance with ourselves to believe that factual truth are facts. And again, that comes back around to the nihilist philosophy, which has now been discredited, of course, by serious philosophers. I think one of your callers mentioned that he had dabbled in philosophy in college. I did myself, reason I know a little bit something about it. Almost took a double minor in philosophy and sociology. Ended up with a minor in sociology and a major in psychology. Undergraduate. But, I'm rambling too much about that. But anyway, it's a hot topic. It's the topic, really. I only want to add, there's a proposal afoot for all of us deplorables to send a postcard of encouragement and thanks to 600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hope maybe you'll help promote that. And can't start till next week with a holiday coming up. But maybe it's past, one of those past the word pyramid schemes.
Right.
So tell them to do it. Tell all the deplorables to do that, please.
Say that one more time, Alan. I missed about the last half sentence, and I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm allergic, and I'm chewing a cough drop, and I'm sorry. So that's why I probably sound muddled. But there's a project going on, initiated yesterday morning, to send a simple postcard with a simple message to Donald Trump.
Okay.
Thank you. We support you. You know, it doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. The originators stipulated, you don't have to write a book. And
right.
Send a simple postcard.
That's an excellent idea.
Well, it helps you to turn to a pyramid scheme. And,
I think that would be wonderful.
The more you pass the word, the more people will get involved.
Yeah. That's a wonderful idea. I think it's great. I don't know. In this day and time when everything's electronic, I don't know how many people actually, will make the effort to find a postcard and put a stamp on it and do that. But, it's a good idea. Well, thank you very much for your call, Alan. And we've got our top of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky on line 3. Everybody hold on about 2.5 minutes, please.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To.
That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.